Anti-war rallies continued throughout the weekend, including one in New York City that drew more than 100,000 people. Commentator Mike Turner is a retired Air Force colonel who was the command briefing officer for U.S. Central Command during Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm. He's personally opposed to the current war in Iraq, but he says the time for peace demonstrations is over.
As we loaded aboard a C-141 cargo jet on the morning of August 7, 1990, we had no idea what lay ahead. Central Command headquarters in Tampa, Florida, was working round the clock to respond to Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. None of us had slept in 3 days. The pilot advised us we would be taking off in a few minutes, but unfortunately, he had no idea what our destination was. Sometime during the flight, someone would tell him our destination. This struck me as the perfect metaphor. As we climbed into that bright Florida summer sky and left the confusion and turmoil of the headquarters far behind, I was suddenly overcome with a jarring sensation. I felt like a tiny, irrelevant cog in a vast and thundering machine, unable to control its direction or speed. I thought then this crushing sense of isolation would never leave me, but I was wrong. About a month later, in Riyadh, I received a letter, the first of many, addressed to any soldier. It was from a young boy in Tennessee. Penned in his shaky, learning hand, it said simply, "Thank you. Thank you for protecting us, and thank you for helping America. I am praying for you to be safe and to come home soon." His name was David, and while he probably will never know it, in an instant his letter swept away the sense of aloneness which had been haunting me since we'd left Tampa. Each of us still had to contend with loneliness, of course, that constant yearning for the war to be over so we could return to our families. But the terrifying sensation of being absolutely alone evaporated and never returned. Suddenly, with David's letter, I understood America and Americans were standing there beside me, no matter what happened. I felt the nation's energy fill me, and from that moment on I truly believed, I could face anything. Today our soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, and coast guardsmen face once more the dark unknown on a distant battlefield. Our sacred obligation is to reach out as one nation to lift them up and sustain them. We each may feel strongly about the political forces and decisions which led us to this moment, but our mission, until this battle ends, must be to unite in a single purpose beside our sons and daughters on the battlefield. The public debate must stop. The demonstrations against the war must stop. And we must reach out to those members of our national family who now bear the heavy burden of sacrifice the President has asked of them. We are their lifeline and their solace. We must not let them down.
The comments of Mike Turner, a retired Air Force colonel who's at work on a book, Formation Flying, Learning to Pilot World-Class Teams.